Wanted to ask you if you see any opportunities to, work with the city of Wilmington to achieve any efficiencies or to, come up with ways to, that might better the entire region rather than, continuing to both of them operating basically as two separate silos.
Jason and I hit on that briefly.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Your question's better.
Through the conversation with Jason, apparently somebody has reviewed this in the past.
Yes.
Of consolidating the governmental structures mm-hmm. and whatnot. And I can see a lot of reasons why that would make perfect sense. And seeing the overall density of Newcastle County, including the cities, that there are a lot of reasonable and rational thoughts that would say, let's go in there and consider mm-hmm. that as mm-hmm. a direction. I have not read that report.
Okay.
I would be more than interested in reading it to find out what they found in the study that they had done. But by the same respects, Wilmington is a very old East Coast city that has established themselves, and they've got their structures, and the people within the city of Wilmington pay a different tax rate than you and I pay in unincorporated Newcastle County.
So we pay different taxes.
So
I guess the thing that I'm interested in, when I first moved into Wilmington, there was a lot of talk about this metropolitan government thing. Mm-hmm. Chris Coons was running for county executive. Mayor Baker was running for mayor, I think for his second term. That came up in a number of debates that I had gone to. People were asking about, metropolitan government, and both of them were unequivocal about no. Okay, both unequivocal. Now, I'm not here to ask for metropolitan government, but I am wondering if there are some ways, particularly given the fact that nobody has any money, really, to do anything or to do much expansion, so that, maybe there are some ways where police departments can work together, and maybe because you've figured out a better way to work with each other, you may have functionally expanded your force a little bit across, some portion of, Wilmington, Newcastle.
Well, if I can interrupt, there was a period of time where the city was very strapped for money.
Yes.
They had not gotten increased budgets approval.
Right.
And there was a spiked increase in crime within the city. Mm-hmm. And the county, and I believe this was under the Gordon administration, provided additional officers to go into the city and assist the city officers mm-hmm. in their patrols and mm-hmm. whatnot. That was a temporary solution to the problem. Mm-hmm. I think the pivotal, the one thing that stands, clearly to discuss it in suburban Newcastle County as to how the citizens outside the city would feel about it is clearly something that mm-hmm. is open for discussion. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, you have to go to the city residents first mm-hmm. because in many regards, it would be a dismantling of the structures that exist in the city mm-hmm. in the incorporation process, mm-hmm. I would think. Mm-hmm. Then again, and the other thing that might come into play, if you're going to give consideration to do that in the city of Wilmington, why would you not look at Ellesmere and Newport and Newark right. and Middletown and say, well, if we're going to dismantle structures here, why don't we do it countywide?
Well, I'm not even asking about dismantling structures, because I think, my expectation is that, metropolitan government is probably no everywhere. But I'm just wondering if you might be willing to consider or think that there might be some places where, these two governments could work together in a way that could be their own force multipliers, so that instead of somebody asking for more money, for more police or more whatever the resource might be, you could just name it, maybe go and talk to people in the city and say, well, is there a way for us to sort of pool our resources or work together a little bit better without spending any more money and get more bang for our buck?
I think we're already doing that with some of the sewer services.
But some of that has to do, I think, with the fact that the city sort of owns a lot of the infrastructure to make
right,
that happen.
Right.
But you're right, though. I mean, that's one place.
And I know the city is contracted with some of the suburban water systems. I know Artesian has a connection into the city when they're limited on their ability to supply.
Right.
They draw water from the city. To look at the issue and give it further evaluation is clearly something that should be revisited on some regular basis. I think every 5 or 10 years, similar to a comp plan evaluation or something like that, with land development. But I know that there would be a great deal of resistance by, I think, organizations or groups not only in the city but outside the city.
Right. Okay.
So I wouldn't completely dismiss it without any thought, let's never talk about it ever.
Right.
But if we can do a reasonable study for a limited amount of money and at least intermittently check back and with the communities and look at its potential, something that should be considered.
Okay, that's fair enough.